After having one of the most successful careers in NFL history, Emmitt Smith finally decided to hang up his cleats for good on February 4, 2005, just 3 days before the Super Bowl. The last accomplishment Smith hoped to achieve to finish up his stellar 15-year career was join other NFL greats in the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame is like icing on a cake of a guy's career. It's one of those things that you don't never think about, but upon retirement and you start seeing other enshrinees go in, you start to realize that, hey, I may have a chance to do the same thing, and it would be great to be amongst an elite group of athletes. And being a Hall of Famer sets you apart. It says that you was able to perform at a high level for a long period of time.
That moment finally came for Smith in 2010, 5 years after his retirement, as he was a first ballot inductee. During that five-year respite, Smith reached another one of his goals as he founded his own company, Emmitt Smith Enterprises, with five other sub-companies ranging from real estate to he and his wife Patricia's charity organization, something Smith is very happy to be a part of.
My wife and I share Pat and Emmitt Smith Charities, where we raise dollars for youth, create unique opportunities for them. We think that taking a kid out of the current environment and exposing them to other parts of what the world is all about and what the world, how the world functions and operates, is something that that exposure will help them close the gap.
When he's not busy with work, which is rarely, Smith is kept very busy by his family. Smith has five children, plus a lot of other family members that live in the Dallas area. After all the years of retirement, Smith never once thought of leaving Dallas, as it's a city that holds a special place in his heart.
This city right here is a city where I became a grown man in. I grew up in the city. I went from a young man from Gainesville and matured into a grown man here in the city. Being here, I have established tremendous relationships, and my brand here in the city is synonymous with some of the greatest that have played the sport in the city. This city is a city of opportunity. It's a city that is thriving and growing. It's a beautiful city to live in, a great city to raise your kids and family members here, and I love it.
Smith's oldest son, Emmitt Smith IV, is trying to live in his father's footsteps as he plays both running back and cornerback for his 11- and 12-year-old youth football team. Smith can see the same talent with his son that he possessed, but says he still has a long way to go to catch his old man. While college is way off for young Emmitt, Smith doesn't know for sure where his son may be offered or choose to go, but he hopes to see him run in the orange and blue, just as he did years ago.
I don't know if you're going to see Emmitt IV in orange and blue or not. Emmitt IV is too young to even figure out where he wants to go, but he walks around in his Gator stuff proudly. We went to the LSU game, and he had his Gator hat on and Gator jersey and everything else while we were sitting on LSU side.
While Smith stays busy with work and his family, he still takes time to reflect on his football career and, as he says, always has time to stop and say, "Go Gators." For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Yancey Cook.